big stud. You can be Bugs Bunny, I'll be Elmer Fudd.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, talking about the latest and greatest technology in refining oil and gas. Plus, R.V. Smith with the North Dakota Department of Health gives an update on the Compassionate Care Act and the upcoming cannabis industry in North Dakota. Plus, Piers Marini, professional piano player, talks about playing some happy hours to make a little bit of extra money during his retired days. And singer-songwriter Blind Joe with Kids and Capitalism. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Well, you can be my little pony, I'll be your big stud. You can be Bugs Bunny, I'll be Elmer Fudd. I'll follow you, I think you know the way. Pigs, so we'd be getting dirty.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye. Yeah, next go, I think it's Paul, I say. And then there'll be only Ringo to play.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with Kids in Capitalism. Today we are joined by Blind Joe, the singer and the songwriter extraordinaire. I have a question to ask you, Joe.
Extraordinaire. Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Doing? How do you drive?
I don't. And you know what? I'm sure everybody out there right now is very thankful that I don't drive. I tell people, though, you know those rumble strips? Yeah, right? You know those rumble strips on the side of the road?
Yeah.
That's Braille for blind drivers. Did you know that?
Wait, how would you read it?
Yeah, well, the tires read it. You just feel the vibration and know. It's kind of like a combination between Braille and Morse code.
So tires are blind?
Yeah. I don't drive, man. Excuse me. My wife does all the driving, obviously, since I can't see. And she drives. Her name's Leanne, by the way. Well, you know that. She drives everywhere, man. Everywhere. And we go all around the country doing this.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful, amazing person. She puts up with a lot and has sacrificed a lot for me to live this dream that I'm living in. So I'm very thankful to have her in my life. She's an amazing person.
How do you make money as a musician?
How do you make money as a musician? You know, the biggest thing is booking shows and getting your name out there. Now I'm able to make money through merchandise sales and... we sell CDs and t-shirts and koozies, and that's a big thing. You want to...
I got to get a koozie.
Do you? I'll hook you up, man. I will hook you up free of charge. That's a big part of the music business now in general, man, is getting out there and touring hard and having a lot of merchandise to sell, because if people like you, you know, they'll buy a lot. They'll buy a t-shirt and a koozie and a CD and a necklace or whatever you got. And that's where the money's at. The money is on the road. You know, playing the gigs and selling the merchandise, that's what keeps you alive and keeps you fed when you do this full time. So that's it, man. You know, you just you tour and you try to sell merchandise, and now the online stuff. We talked about the internet earlier. You know, I have the website, blindjoe.com. And
blindjoe.com.
Yes.
Really went with the original right there.
Yeah, I did. I love this kid. Oh, man. I did. Blindjoe.com. Simple, easy. And you can link to my Facebook and Twitter and YouTube channel and all that right there, and buy digital downloads as well as physical CDs. And hey, dude, and I got a present for you, actually. I have a Christmas CD. It's only a few songs, like a 7-song deal. Woo-hoo. That we recorded. And I want to give you a copy.
Woohoo, Christmas CDs.
Because I love you. And we have those available at blindjoe.com, too, along with the record by the fans for the fans, and we've also got 2 different kinds of t-shirts and
by
stuff like that.
By the fans for the fans.
Yeah, that's what the record is called, with the full band that we cut this past year here in Atlanta. And we did six songs with the full band and then 6 acoustic tracks. And the reason we called it by the fans for the fans was because when I got off The Voice, we set up a GoFundMe account and raised just about, I think it was $7,000. To put toward the recording of that CD, and you know, I'm so thankful for that, man. It's just amazing. The support that we get from the fans is just incredible, and I'm so appreciative. So.
Can buy a lot of penny candy.
That could buy that. That's a lot of Tootsie Rolls, man. $7,000 worth of Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
What would that be? That'd be 700,000 Tootsie Rolls, right? Are they still a penny? Or they're jacking everything up now. You never know. It might be a nickel now.
Yeah, a loaf of bread is $5.
I know, right? A Tootsie Roll for a nickel seems a little overpriced.
I mean, it's like as big as... it's not even that big for a nickel.
Yeah, it's like your thumbnail, not even.
Yeah. Well, any advice for young entrepreneurs like me?
Yes, absolutely, man. You just keep doing what you do, because you do an amazing job at these interviews, and I know you're heading up that Kids in Capitalism, and that's amazing, man, and I'm so proud of you. You're an inspiration to other kids. I hope you know that. You know, kids see you doing stuff like that, and they want to be involved, and that's wonderful, man. That's something that's a gift that God's given you, to be able to help people and help not only your peers, but... You know, even people like me, man, I'm inspired by you. So yeah, I mean, the advice I have is just keep working, you know. I call it perseverance, you know, never stop. Give it your all in whatever it is you want to do. You know, maybe your dream isn't to be a musician. Maybe it's to be a police officer, a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, whatever it is, a magician. I mean, who cares?
Ooh, magician.
All you've got to do is... always be willing to learn from people that have done what you want to do. Listen to them. Take the advice that is good advice, that you know to be good advice, and just work hard, and good things will happen, man. With a little bit of hard work and a little bit of faith in God, there's nothing you can't do.
It's good advice.
Thank you.
Now, the best part of the interview.
All right.
I can make my note sheet into a paper airplane.
Hey, that is the best part of the interview.
Oh, and bye.
See you later, dude. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, say your name and then introduce him again and say thank him. Say,
I'm Otis, and I just interviewed Blind Joe, and thank you to Blind Joe.
Hey, you're welcome, little man. Thank you, and you keep doing what you do, all right?
Thank you.
Rock on, buddy.
Woohoo.
And that was multimedia kidpreneur Otis and the singer-songwriter Blind Joe. To listen to the full-length interview or more information on Kids in Capitalism, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com.
Too soon. And I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Yeah, you know that I've lied. You know we do what we do so we can survive. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.